Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to The Drive. I'm Dale Lally. He is the Matt Williamson. And, well, start of hour two here, Matt. It's time for us to do a little mock draft.
Yeah, let's mock it up.
So we're using the Pro Football Network's mock drafter here. And the first 19 picks are in.
Okay.
And we are up at 20, and we have three trade offers.
Interesting.
The first one, the Tennessee Titans are on the phone.
Ooh, that's ways away.
They're offering pick 38, okay. Pick 106, next year's first.
Ooh, that could be a top five pick.
And a 2025 fifth round draft pick as well for pick 20.
I think you have to consider that.
I know Matt, the GM, Matt, wants to do that trade now.
I mean, that could be next year's Marvin Harrison.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like your neighbors or, you know, best tackle in the draft. I mean, I don't think they're good.
No, I don't think. Well, I mean, they've been active.
They've been active, but that doesn't mean good.
Yeah.
I'd consider that. I mean, what else we got cooking?
Washington is on the phone.
Okay.
They want picks 20 and 119, and they're offering picks 36 and 40.
That'd be kind of fun. Wouldn't mind squeezing a pick out of them from next year, too, because they stink, too.
Yeah. But 36-40, that's two high second-round picks.
One of them is a center.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's...
You're getting your center, and you probably get your... And you still have 51.
I was saying, 51 then becomes, like, best available.
Yeah.
You know, which is kind of exciting, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's appealing.
And then Jacksonville is on the phone. They're offering... They want pick 20.
Okay.
Offering pick 48, pick 96, pick 116, their 2025 second-round draft pick, and their 2025 third-round draft pick, just for 20.
It's appealing, too, but it's a lot of roster spots to fill.
Yeah.
You know, I think we tell them no.
Unless we're going to move up from there.
Which is hard to do.
I
mean, not in the real world.
All right, let's
tell them to...
We're going to reject that one. We're not interested in their future picks.
Yeah,
anyways.
It's a lovely offer.
Tennessee's first-round pick is...
Very appealing.
Very appealing.
Can we look who's available? Like, who'd we take at 20? And
well, so just the top of the line here, J.C. Latham available. That's interesting. It's very interesting.
Because either one of these deals, we would not get him.
Brian Thomas.
We would not get him either.
Jerzon Newton, Jackson Powers Johnson, Chop Robinson, Cooper DeJean, Byron Murphy.
So how about this? For the sake of radio and fun and all this wonderfulness, I would have said yes to the Titans offer or countered with something very similar, of course. But let's take the Washington one or try to get something out of them, you know, at least counter it, because we have not done that mold yet. We have not done a non-first round, heavy day two draft. Would we be shut out of the premium guys, most likely? And
we might be shut out of this.
Looks like we're shut out of the mock draft.
It's not allowing me to click on anything here. What's going on with this?
We lose our internet or something?
I don't know. Okay. I'm going to have to...
Might have to start this segment
bad
over.
Radio. Okay, I got to start this thing over. Right. I don't know what was going on there with that.
Those trades would have been fun, but they're no longer.
I think when I can't, I hit cancel to look at it, and all of a sudden the screen went away.
Well, let's rehash this. Maybe they'll make us similar offers.
These were good offers, though.
They were interesting offers, yeah.
And Latham was very...
And that was also interesting.
Don't expect him to be there.
I was going to say, he's one of the... And we got to do this run to the podium, guys.
We'll do this at some point here in the time in between the owners' meetings and the actual draft. Is we'll put together our list of 20 guys we would take at 20.
Yeah, and maybe I'd even draw a line under these 10. I'm not even asking for offers.
Yeah.
You know, I just run up to the podium.
Like
Marvin Harrison Jr. is there.
You know, all right, so we have two trade offers.
Okay.
Miami is offering...
Just forget everything you just heard.
Yeah. Miami's offering pick 21 and pick 184 for pick 20.
Like, that always seems like a yes to me.
184, though, is like a fifth-round pick.
I know, but that's one spot.
I understand that, but I want more.
Oh, I'm with you, counter. We can counter.
Because they might take the guy that I want to take.
They might. I'd like to know who's there, too. But
well, I'll tell you that in a second.
Yeah, I know. We've been down this road.
Houston is on the phone.
Oh, that's going to be a far one.
They want 20 and 195 for 42, 59, and their 2025 second round draft pick.
That's intriguing. That's similar to the Washington thing we were talking about with a presumably two a second late rounders, second. Right. That's a long wait, but that would be fun.
So I'm going to take a look. So still on the board here, Troy Fatanu.
Good.
Jerzon Newton, Jackson Powers-Johnson, Chop Robinson, Nate Wiggins, Cooper DeJean, Byron Murphy, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Tyler Guyton, Keon Coleman, Bo Nix, Graham Barton. There's dudes there.
There's
Kingsley Suamataya.
So, I don't want to talk to Miami anymore, though. Because to move down one spot, I think they're going to steal Fatanu.
Yeah, that was my immediate thought. They want Fatanu.
Yeah, I would assume that if there was him and Mims there, I'd be like, okay.
And if we stick here, I'm taking Fatanu.
Exactly. I think he's the one to take at 20. I think Miami would swipe him and just give us a fifth, or maybe we can, you know, work it into a fourth or something.
The fifth really doesn't interest me.
I think we tell Miami to go away. Now, there are a lot of good players. We knew that.
Right.
You know, in terms of the second round builds. And I'm still interested in that move. I'm interested in the Houston.
Well, that Houston 42 is the one that they got from Minnesota, I believe.
Makes sense. It is.
I'm just wondering here, because they also have, so what they have is 42, 59, 86, 123, 127, 188, 238, 247.
Okay. If we keep the same deal but move up from a sixth rounder to a fifth rounder or something like that?
I'm thinking here, if we make him an offer of one of our, like, 178, would that get us 123?
They're giving us a future pick. Maybe we'd give them a future sixth or something like that. We got a bunch of future day three picks.
We do
picks.
Have a bunch of future picks, but a future, we don't have two future seconds, which is what we'd have coming out of this.
Yeah. If we could turn a sixth next year into a second.
If I offer 178, will they give us 123?
Let's submit it and see how that works. In addition to the original deal.
In addition to the original deal. They accepted it.
Okay, fair enough.
All right,
cool.
So
and we're loaded with next year picks.
Yeah.
So we're going to, a lot of good dudes are going to be swept off the
board.
A lot
of good guys, but we're going to have a bunch in the middle.
Day two is going to be great, yeah.
Yeah. Day two is going to be all kinds of fun. Day one would stink for us because we're on the radio.
Yeah, but that's still a fun radio day. Even if
all right, I'm going to pause here just for a second because we're down to pick 37 here.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's still available. Bo Nix, Michael Penix, Darius Robinson, Ladd McConkey, Tavondre Sweat, TJ Tampa, Zach Frazier, Trey Benson, Adisa Isaac, Troy Franklin, Kamari Lassiter, Ruka Rohr. Row your boat.
You're talking about Frazier here. You're worried about losing Frazier in the next couple picks.
Because we don't have a pick again until we got 42 coming up here. So we're within five picks of our first selection. Do we think Frazier's going to last that long?
Who are the five?
The Chargers.
They could do it.
The Titans.
They just signed Cushenberry.
Carolina.
Could do it.
Washington.
They could do anything.
Green Bay.
I think let's try a trade up.
Okay. Who we want to call the Chargers?
Call the Chargers up, yeah.
Okay. So we're gonna call the Chargers and propose a little deal here with Mr. Harbaugh.
Do you think a next year's fifth would get it done?
We'll find out.
Yeah.
We'll get on the phone here. So we give up. We want 37. We'll give them 42.
Sure.
Can we give you a – will we give up our fifth-round pick or the Rams' fifth-round pick next year?
Let's bet on ourselves. Give up the Rams.
You'll give up the Rams.
Or give up the Steelers, I mean.
Oh, the Steelers pick. Okay.
Because we're going to win the Super Bowl.
We're going to – I'll propose that and see what they have to say here. That has been rejected.
Mm. So we never trade up. I mean, when we cold call these teams –
it's tough, yeah. You got to
– they don't counter necessarily.
They don't counter. They just either accept or don't.
So you don't even know if you're close.
Right. 42, 37.
You better pick this year or a 5 and a 7 next year.
So we have, here's what we have next year. We have a 1. We have our 1.
Two twos.
We have two 2s. We have a 3, a 4, 2 5s, and 4 7s.
So what if we threw a 7 in the original deal?
I'll try doing that.
I bet they're going to say no. That's not much to sweeten it up.
I'm going to see. I'm going to offer Denver 7.
All right, because that'll a little more appealing. Yeah, that might be bad.
Or we could offer Washington's. Which one's?
Yeah, that's fine.
That's been rejected.
So we don't even know if we're close.
Yeah, we don't know if we're close. I'm gonna try one more time with the Chargers, okay, yeah. And then we're going to get on the phone with Tennessee. All right, so the Chargers, 42-37. Five spots. Yeah, come on, yeah. Work with me here. Work with me.
Be nice if they countered.
I'm going to offer that 123 that we got.
Okay. And so maybe try just a different approach or something this year.
So it's 42 and 123 for 37.
All right.
That's been accepted.
All right, cool.
There we go.
Okay, we'll take Zach Frazier.
So now we just missed on Kingsley Suomataya, by the way, which would have been nice.
But okay.
But we're taking Zach Frazier there.
Yeah,
moving
he's
up
the
to
last
37.
One that fits the need. I mean, we're still in the tackle market. We got a lot of picks.
Yeah.
What picks do we have left? I know you just kind of you told us next year's.
Why is it not letting me take him?
Uh-oh. Maybe their site's giving us
their site's
today.
Being a little hinky here. Come on, guys.
And I just we're doing such good stuff here on the radio, and they're screwing us all up.
I want to take him. Let me take him. Why won't it let me take him?
Does it let you take other guys? Well, don't do that. But
no, I don't want to take another guy. I want Zach Frazier.
That's why we traded up, right?
That's why we traded up. What the heck?
Oh, no.
This is bad, bad radio.
This is really bad radio.
And I really like this. I really
I like
the
this
Pro
fun
Football
mock segment, too.
So we would take Zach Frazier there.
Okay.
But it won't let us.
So you just want to take somebody else and we'll call him
it
Zach
won't let
Frazier?
Me take anybody.
Oh, really?
Oh, I got to hit resume draft. There we go.
Dummy.
That's
site.
Me.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Your site's fine, Pro Football Network. Carolina's calling. They would give us 39 and next year's third for 37.
Yeah, we traded up for a reason.
Yeah, we traded up for a reason. Detroit wants to give us a whole bunch of stuff. No, we're rejecting those. We traded up to get Zach Frazier.
Boom,
we got Zach Frazier.
Bang.
He is
love
a Steeler.
It. Okay.
Our center position is taken care of.
So now our next pick is our original 59. Second?
Okay. No, this is the one of the ones
this
that we
Houston
got.
Houston second.
From,
okay.
Yeah, from Houston.
We have 3 seconds.
And the Saints are, no, we're still at 51. I don't know. No, that's right. We have, this is ours.
Houston
we traded,
picks later
yeah,
than us. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so Saints want to give us 151. Oh, no, I'm not interested in a bunch of, no.
No, we need to draft.
Baltimore, we don't trade with the Ravens.
No, they're bad.
51, we're up here. The guy's available to us. Devondre Sweat. Rukerororororo.
I consider how many picks do we have now that are premium picks?
We have still coming up here 59, 84, 98 upcoming.
Okay. So we got 4
in the top 100.
In the top 100.
5, really. We got 5 in the top.
5 total or 5 more?
5 total.
Okay. Do we have a center?
Yeah.
I'd like to get a tackle, but if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. I'd like to get a receiver. I definitely want to get a receiver. And I want to get a corner.
Yes.
But that leaves us one floater.
Yes.
You know, which could be but just throwing it out there. Like, we could still fill our needs and get him as the bonus prize from the trade.
Let me finish with who's available.
I know.
All right, so the two defensive tackles that I mentioned, Cooper Beebe, Enos Rakestraw, Leonard Taylor, Chris Braswell, Cameron Kitchens, Patrick Paul, Michael Hall, the defensive tackle out of Ohio State, Jatavion Sanders, Braylon Trice, Ben Sinnott, Chris Jenkins, Xavier Leggett, Peyton Wilson, Jonathan Brooks, Cedric Gray, Braden Fisk, Bo Brady, Roman Wilson.
So my favorite players are the D tackles, but Rook is my favorite of the remainder. You know,
yeah.
Throw out Jenkins and Sweat, but you know. And then there was Wilson and Leggett were two that I liked quite a bit.
Yeah. Rakestraw is interesting, too.
Rakestraw is interesting, too. Yeah, that's the other name. Do you have a strong...
I think you take the big guy, go with the row.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there are receivers that'll be there. We pick pretty soon.
Yeah, we come back again at 59.
Because those D tackles are going to get hit hard, and then you're going to get shut out.
They're going to get smacked, yeah.
All right, let's grab Rook. That's a nice addition. Yeah. That's the benefit of the trade down right there.
Absolutely. And we're quickly coming up here again, and we are up. The Bengals are on the phone. Reject.
We don't want that.
Okay, so 59. And...
What do the receivers look like, or Rakestraw?
Your receivers are Leggett, Wilson, Pearsall.
Great. I'd be happy with any one of those.
Any one of those three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Leggett's my favorite, but I'm not going to fight you on any of them. You'd like to know what receiver you added since then. Did you add a slot, or did you add an outside guy? I'm really high on Leggett. Is Rakestraw there?
No, he got taken.
Okay.
The cornerbacks available are Kalen Carson, Chris Abrams-Drain, DJ James, Renardo Green, Mike Sainistrill.
Yeah. When again do we pick, too?
We come up again at 84.
Oh, okay.
So it's not that far.
How about the tackle market? Is there anyone that's standing out?
Patrick Paul, Roger Rosengarten, the Yale offensive tackle, Blake Fisher, Delmar Glaze.
I think we take a receiver. I think that's the neighborhood to shop in.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite of those guys?
I mean,
we take Wilson a lot. I like Pearsall quite a bit.
Leggett would be interesting.
Leggett's really interesting.
He is a monster.
He is a monster. He's not A.J. Brown, but he's that style of guy.
Yeah. You know?
And this offense coordinated it pretty well with A.J. Brown.
Let's take him.
Let's take him. Yeah.
Xavier Leggett, welcome to Pittsburgh.
Yeah. It's a good get. It's a
three
good
of the Leggett. Three of the top 59, and we come out of this with three.
Three nice fits.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So now we wait a little, right? A
little bit of a wait here down to 89. But, again, we've added center, defensive tackle, wide receiver.
Mm-hmm. Tackle would be nice. Tackle would be good. I want to reach on one just to take one.
Cornerback would be.
Mm-hmm. Or a big slot type, safety maybe. Or
Houston wants to give us more picks here again.
Wow.
They went 86 and 247 for 84. New.
Yeah.
New England wants to give us pick 103 and next year's fourth-round pick for pick 84.
I'm gonna it's hard to comment. Yeah, I mean, I think we just...
I'm going to reject that and reject that. And let's see what's... Oh, man, Wilson and Pearsall are both still there, too. Oh, that was...
Would you consider it?
I mean, we talked about double-dipping at the position.
Right. I mean, as it stands today, you need two or three. And what if you only signed Renfro or Boyd or...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like... Let's attack this thing.
The tackles available, they get picked over pretty well.
Yeah, I figured they would.
Yale offensive tackle is the best guy available. He's the only one of the top 100 still here.
I think I want a receiver. I mean, they're very different than Leggett.
The corners available. We haven't gotten one of those yet. Sanistrel.
Ooh. When do we pick again?
We come back up again at 98, so we have about 15 picks.
Maybe one of the receivers.
The corners available. Sanistrel, Josh Newton, Andre Phillips, Kalen King, Kyrie Jackson, Cam Hart. Those guys are outside, though. Johnny Dixon.
Yeah.
Daquan Hardy is still there. Elijah Jones is still there. Jarvis Brownlee.
Sanistrel.
Yeah.
I mean, going two receivers is fun. And if one of those is still there, I'm going to fight hard for them probably. Yeah. But
yeah. Sanistrel it is.
Yeah.
He looks like a Steeler.
Oh, man. He fits the need, too, and that's a good compliment to what they have.
And we might, let's see here what's still available at receiver when we get down to this pick. Oh, Roman Wilson just went one pick ahead of us.
We should have traded up a seventh rounder next year for two
spots. Yeah, you know,
such is life.
The way it goes. All right, so the receiver's still available. There's still some good guys here. Jermaine Burton is there.
Okay.
Malik Washington, Jamari Thrash, Brendan Rice, Jacob Cowling, Javon Baker, Luke McCaffrey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
None of those are steals like Pearsall and Wilson.
Not like that was going to be.
If you remember double-dip at receiver, it was because they were just too good.
It's just, you just couldn't
pass. What about Yale tackle?
He is still there.
That would work out well.
Yeah.
He doesn't play a lick this year.
The best guy still available, Will Shipley, Braylon Allen, Trevin Wallace, Kalen Bullock, Kieran, I'll have to learn how to say his name if they take him. Amadija DJ. That sounds about right. Yeah. Dwayne Carter, Dominic Pooney, Bucky Irving, Spencer Rattler.
That's interesting. When's our next pick? I keep asking.
119. So we got about 20 picks here after this one to get through.
Rattler or Yale?
What do you value more, the quarterback or the offensive tackle?
This is a bigger conversation, but the short answer is, do you think Russell Wilson's going to take many preseason snaps? I bet not. I mean, I know he's a new system, new team. I mean, could Rattler really get developed well?
But Fields is going to need to take.
He's going to get a ton, I know.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he'll get the most no matter what.
Yeah.
But Rattler or someone of that ilk, would they be a forgotten guy because you have two new ones, or could you really, really work with them and play six quarters of preseason football, and it might be tough.
It's going to be difficult to do, yeah.
I think I want the Yale tackle.
Okay. I'm not going to fight you on it.
Yeah.
Yale tackle it is.
Okay. If Rattler's still there,
then we can talk.
Or any quarterback.
Or we could try to trade back up here. He hasn't gone yet.
I kind of like that idea.
Oh, he just... Yeah, he just as I hit it, the Rams took him.
Okay.
Just as I hit it. All right. Well, there'll be some other quarterbacks there.
Yeah. Maybe the Tulane dude or...
We're cruising. Oh, Mason Smith just went, but we took a defensive lineman.
Yeah, we took a
lead
lineman, but that's
all right. We're back up here at 119. We don't pick again until 195. So this is
make this one count, huh?
Make this one count. You got Kalen Bullock, Bucky Irving, Delmar Glaze, Jaden Hicks, Makai Wingo, Jalix Hunt, edge rusher out of Houston Christian, Jalen Ford, the linebacker out of Texas, Masan McCormick, Malik Mustafa, Ray Davis, Cam Hart, Tanner Bordellini still there, but we took our center.
Yeah.
Jared Wiley still there, the tight end of the TCU.
Mustafa's kind of interesting just because he's different than what you have.
Yeah.
Ford, the linebacker out of Texas, is kind of interesting. I'm starting to think special teams a little bit with those guys as well. They would be demons, I think, on those on special teams and wouldn't have to play right away, but they would. And I'm also thinking
they're going
to
help you.
How bad they got beat up at safety and linebacker last year. I mean, one more extra guy there doesn't break my heart. Speaking of heart, do you think about the Notre Dame dude, or you got enough tall?
We got enough tall outside corners. Yeah.
I mean, if they hadn't made the Panther trade, they'd probably. We probably have a no-brainer to have him at this point. There was another name there. Oh, were the quarterbacks?
Yeah, let's take a look at that.
Let's just see who's at least in that.
You got Jordan Travis, Joe Milton, Austin Reed, Carter Bradley out of South Alabama, Sam Hartman, Devin Leary.
I'd consider the Florida State guy.
It's not an, actually not a bad thing because he's probably going to redshirt this year.
Yeah. I mean, you don't like, he's not gonna get him ready anyway.
Yeah, he's not going to do anything this year at all, but he is kind of like some of the, you know.
Right. He just sits around and learns, and you hope he's a sponge, and you still might have to get another for the season.
Yeah.
You know, you might have to call Josh Dobbs over. I don't know. Whatever. Somebody's been on the block.
Well, Josh Dobbs just signed with San Francisco.
Yeah, that won't work. But,
I want his frequent flyer miles, by the way.
Must be his real estate agent. I would say the quarterback or Mustafa.
I think you take the quarterback.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm very cool with that.
Yeah.
That work actually works out quite well with everyone's timeline and divvying up the responsibilities. Yeah.
He's just there at practice every day. He sits in the room and listens to these guys talk about talk through things. Yeah. And
Wilson being the veteran. Yeah, I like that dynamic. Okay. Cool. And you get him a round or two earlier than you would have.
Yeah, right.
Maybe because of the injury.
Because
right?
And maybe more than that.
Maybe more than that.
Yeah, who knows?
He's having a very good season.
Yeah. So now we have.
I'm really excited about that pick. Yeah.
We got Zach Frazier, Rukaroro, Xavier Leggett, Mike Sanistril, Kieran Amagadije. I think I got that right.
That sounded like you did.
And Jordan Travis.
I'm really fond of this draft. I mean, I wouldn't say there's a blue chipper, but we've got a lot of our favorite dudes.
We got some starters.
We got some starters and a lot. So what do we have left?
We got one pick left that's at 195. It's coming up here soon.
Okay. This could be a running back. This could be a tight end. This could be a linebacker safety like we talked
about. Yeah, somebody that's going to help us out on special teams. You know, any number of things.
Could be another receiver.
Just looking at some of the guys still available at linebacker.
Nothing
that jumps out at me there at linebacker. And Nathaniel Watson from Mississippi State's
That's not a bad,
one. Safety, Josh Proctor from Ohio State is there. Patrick McMorris from California, Trey Taylor from the Air Force, Sione Vaki is still there.
Yeah, he would help.
We're up now. And
who's best available?
Best available is Isaac Garendo, the running back out of Louisville.
Fast.
Josh Proctor, Tyrone Tracy, the running back out of Purdue, Blake Watson out of Memphis, running back, Edge, Zion Tupelo Fatui.
You take the safety?
We need safety or linebacker?
I just like the safety names better. Just because I know them better, but either's fine.
No, we could take, let's go safety. You want, which one do you want?
Utah.
You want Vaki?
Yeah.
Okay. Vaki it is.
He may even be a nickel linebacker someday.
Yeah. All right, so we came out of this draft after a false start. Zach Frazier at 37 after we traded down.
And I think he's a day one starting center.
Yeah.
I mean, I think
for
that's
the next
the way you treat him.
Decade.
You hope. Yeah. Exactly.
Rukaroro.
He's a project guy. Go hang out with Cam Hayward a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. And he'd play a little bit for you.
I'm sure he'd mix in and put a lot of pressure on the Loudermilks of the world.
Yeah. Xavier Leggett in the with our second, our second round.
I don't know
how
receivers fit in because I think there'll be somebody else.
But he's different. He's 6'2", 221 pounds, run after the catch.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then we got Mike Sainistrill. He's the exact opposite of...
Yeah, very much the opposite.
Yeah.
He has a little bit of DK Metcalf usage. I'm just saying about Russell Wilson's history.
Yeah.
You know.
Kieran Amazadije.
Nice project.
Yeah.
And the quarterback's a project.
A tackle.
Yeah.
Your quarterback, Jordan Travis, doesn't have to play a lick this year.
That actually
sit
works
and
out
learn.
Real well, right.
And then Sione Vaki at pick 195, who helps their special teams. Mm-hmm. And
yeah. He hangs out with Killebrew a lot. And Micah, and, you know.
Maybe he's your next Miles Killebrew.
Right, right. I mean, he may be a better version of like Keanu Neal that you wanted to be, or you know, middle of the field linebacker on that.
And
time.
Lest we forget, we get Houston's second round draft pick next year.
That's great. Yeah, did we lose a pick next year when we traded up? I think we lost a late one.
We lost a late one. We
turned a 6 into a 2 or something like that. Right.
Which, okay.
Yeah. I mean, having 3 picks, we're loaded with next year picks.
Would you trade, if sitting here right now, Matt, if we said, Matt, this is what the Steelers come out of the 2024 NFL draft with, would you sign up for that?
Yes.
I think I would too.
Yeah, with the second next year floating around, you know. You got a lot of firepower if you want to make a trade deadline deal or something like that, too, with next year picks.
One thing we didn't do is we didn't get the second wide receiver.
Right. But I think they will.
Yeah.
I mean, I think another receiver's in the books. And deep down, I do want a blue chip offensive tackle. I mean, that's the thing that's the thing we missed.
Yeah.
By doing this, you know, the way we did. But your line got better.
Yeah.
And younger. You know, I mean, and the defensive fits are really nice.
Really nice, yeah. And so I think Leggett I think Leggett would fit in well as.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah.
I think Arthur Smith would like him a lot. The deep ball passers that the Steelers now have would like him a lot. I mean, people kind of bounce off him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not the shifty.
It's like a running back with
Yeah.
You know, he's 40 pounds heavier than most of the defensive backs that are trying to cover him.
Yeah. No, I like that pick a lot.
Yeah. Anyways, let's get to a break. Okay. He is the Matt Williamson. I'm Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We'll be back with a little something different here in the next segment, Matt. A little off-season power rankings.
Oh, wow.
Let's
fun.
Do that
okay. Let's
right
do
after this. Welcome back. I'm Dale Lally. He is the Matt Williamson, and this is The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio. As we promised, NFL.com has updated its off-season power rankings after the first week of free agency. And these are done, of course, by Eric Edholm, who did them all last season.
Referenced all that.
He still has at 32 Carolina.
Yeah, I think that's pretty safe.
Yeah.
They did some things, but they lost some things, too.
Yeah. 31 is Washington.
Yeah. They're going to have a big draft.
Yeah. 30 is New England.
Okay. I mean, I hope he just doesn't go through the draft order in reverse.
I hope not, yeah. Well, he doesn't. 29, down 3 spots, Tennessee.
We almost had their first round pick if it wasn't
we
for
could
the,
have.
The,
you know, yeah.
The crash, right. I think they're pretty bad. I wouldn't be shocked if Rudolph plays a fair amount this year.
At 28, down 5 spots, Denver.
I might even have them behind Tennessee.
I might too, yeah.
I think Tennessee's better than them. I mean, at least they maybe have a quarterback.
At 27, up a spot, the Giants.
I like what they did on the lines. You know, I mean, you had Brian Burns, and now they have a legit O-line. They have nothing in the weapon department.
Nothing at all.
I mean, I'm not going to say that there should be much better than that, but I like their offseason.
At 26, up 3 spots, is Arizona.
As currently constructed, I would have them lower. Although I do think they made chicken soup with chicken crap, to be honest.
Yeah, they've added a bunch of NFL dudes.
Yeah.
Which they didn't have last year. Yeah,
they did not have any, but I don't know that they're better than the Giants.
Big faller here. At 25, down 10 spots, the Saints.
Yeah. It just kind of feels like they're old and the credit cards are coming due and Carr doesn't move the needle.
They're married to him.
You know. You know, like when it was Breeze, even at the end, maybe you still got a little magic left.
Yeah.
There's no magic.
That's the beauty of what the Steelers did with the Wilson signing is they're not married to him.
They're not married
to Fields.
Not at all.
None of these guys.
They have unbelievable flexibility contractually, more than maybe any team in the league.
Whereas the Saints went out and got Derek Carr.
And then gave him money,
so you're stuck with him.
Oh, they're stuck with him.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they'll draft one or do much there. I think they're just stuck with him.
At 24, down 5 spots, Seattle.
Ooh, I think of them more as like a borderline playoff team than a drafting in the top 10 type of team.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't go well at the end, but okay.
At 23, down a spot is Minnesota.
Well, if we're doing as you are on March 20th.
I'd have Minnesota below Seattle.
Right. I mean, they have Sam Darnold, nothing else. And yeah. We think they're going to add a
they
quarterback.
They don't have a quarterback right now.
But if you're doing Seattle beats Minnesota if they play right now.
Yeah.
Right.
22, down two spots, the Raiders.
I think Seattle beats the Raiders right now, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm Raiders versus Vikings is about the same to me.
At 21, down four spots, Indianapolis.
Oh, I don't agree with that. I think they're better than that.
They really haven't done anything,
they don't
though.
Do anything, though, yeah. Right, which is fine. I mean, you add Richardson back to the equation.
Here's where they're probably a little bit, or I know that they're worse. I know everybody loved what Joe Flacco did last year.
Mm-hmm.
But if Anthony Richardson goes out and gets hurt again this year, and they have to play 12 or 13 games with Joe Flacco at quarterback,
I would much rather Minshew.
I'd rather have Minshew.
Yeah. I agree with that, but I'd rather Richardson than all of them. And he's at least healthy if they play today.
Don't know if he can stay healthy, though.
Right.
He hasn't done it.
I don't know exactly how Eric does his rankings, but if I did him, I would be like, if the Colts played the Raiders today or the Vikes today, they're a big favorite.
Well, I don't know if they're a big favorite because, again,
Richardson would be the starter.
You got a quarterback who's played four career games.
Mm-hmm.
So he's essentially still a rookie.
Oh, absolutely.
And he was raw coming in.
No question about it. The fact they didn't do anything doesn't bother me. They didn't really lose anything either.
Yeah. At 20, up four spots, the Jets.
I had a long conversation on yesterday's podcast that I do about I don't trust the Jets. I don't think he's necessarily a good coach. I don't think they're a great ownership group, to be honest with you. And they're old.
They have signed every old guy
available. And even like Morgan Moses, I didn't know this till today. He has had pec surgery in the offseason, too.
Yeah. You know?
But they might be the best team in the East today. I don't think they can withstand 18 games today.
Old guys get hurt.
Oh, I know.
Old guys get hurt.
I mean, Rodgers might not
Tyron
be close,
Smith has been hurt every year for the last 5 years.
Yeah, I get it.
How many games do they have these guys playing together? That
part worries me. But where they're at today, if they're playing a game, I would have them favored against every team that there's mentioned.
Well, I don't know. You just said Morgan Moses just had pec surgery, so he ain't playing.
He's supposed to be back for regular season.
If they're playing right now.
Right. I mean, I also think there's a chance they add a Brock Bowers. I mean, Mike Williams just joined the team. The defense is good.
But that's not where we're at today. This is as constructed right now.
Oh, I know.
I'm not
talking about the draft. Yeah, I don't. The draft doesn't matter for this exercise.
And we still don't know if Aaron Rodgers is doing anything yet.
I have no idea. I mean, I think he's going to be ready for opening day.
Well, that doesn't help him right now today.
Yeah. I guess I phrased that wrong. The guys that are hurt that are going to be ready for opening day should count as they're playing today. If they lined up and played opening day without any more moves, I mean, in September, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if they think Morgan Moses is going to be healthy, then he's healthy, you know?
At 19, up two spots, the Bears.
Their defense was playing great at the end of the last year.
Yeah. They've added some weapons on offense.
They don't have a quarterback.
They don't have a quarterback right now.
I mean, we all know they're going to get one.
Well, they do have
who is their
Tyson Badgett.
Yeah. They don't beat the Jets. They don't beat Aaron Rodgers with Tyson Badgett, I don't think. This is a weird time of year to do power ranks. We know who their quarterback's going to be.
At 18, down five spots, Tampa Bay.
Okay. I'm okay with that. I'm glad Atlanta's ahead of them in that division.
Yeah. At 17, down five spots, are the Rams.
Losing Aaron Donald.
Losing Aaron Donald's kind of a big deal.
I say what they get dinged for, but you lose a Hall of Famer. Yeah, that matters. Defense can be pretty bad.
I don't agree with this one at all. At 16, up nine spots, the Chargers.
Oh, they'd be much lower. They'd be behind the Colts.
They don't have any receivers right now.
Yeah.
Josh Palmer's their number one.
Yeah. I'm not giving the Harbaugh boost enough for that.
You're going to hand the ball to Gus Edwards.
Yeah. Yeah, they would be below the Colts, the Jets.
All
they
those
might be
teams.
In, like, Vikings land.
Yeah, all those teams.
I mean, I get that Herbert's there and he's really good, you know. But just because you signed Harbaugh doesn't mean...
There's a reason why Superman had the super friends with him.
Yeah, exactly.
The Hall of Justice wasn't just Superman. In an ideal world, Superman beats everybody.
Yeah. So,
but he still needed Batman and Wonder
Woman. Those
guys
are pretty useful, too. Right. Don't forget about Aquaman. There's a lot of water on this planet.
He's always overrated.
He's the most underrated.
I think he's overrated. If you're not fighting anybody in water, what good does Aquaman do you?
He's got 71% of the planet.
Yeah, but most of your fights take place on land.
Agreed, but he doesn't have to go on land. He just chills in the we'll talk about that for years. But anyways, Harbaugh, I think, is a good hire as we sit here in March. I don't know that he's going to translate well to the NFL, though. With Greg Roman and run the ball every time. You're not the Big Ten.
You're not
playing Illinois.
Yeah. All right.
They would be lower as the bottom.
They would be for me as well. At 15, up a spot is Jacksonville.
They would be lower for me.
They'd be lower. I don't know what they've done to get better.
I think they're one of the most poorly run organizations in the league.
Yeah. At 14, up 13 spots are the Falcons.
I'm there. I think their defense took a big step forward last year. No one gives Arthur credit for that. I mean, he was also the head coach. And the offense is set up to be quite good, assuming Cousins is healthy.
Okay,
and all that.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, again, if he plays today, he wouldn't be out there.
But, right.
Anyway.
At 13, up one spot, are the Steelers.
Yeah. Would you have anyone mentioned ahead of them?
No, I would not.
I wouldn't either. Mom, I think it's pretty solid.
At 12, down four spots, are the Browns. Do you have the Steelers?
That's a conversation.
Steelers versus Browns is a legit conversation.
I think I prefer the Steelers.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Nick Chubb ain't playing football. Now, they did sign Dante Foreman today.
Oh, did they? But I didn't know that. Which is,
doesn't move the needle.
All that tells me is Chubb's not ready.
Yeah.
That's actually a bad indicator of anything.
And they got four quarterbacks on their roster. It tells me something's up with Deshaun Watson.
Going on too. Yeah.
He's still not throwing football yet.
Oh, what a disaster.
At 11 is Miami. I might have dinged them a little
bit. Okay, but they've lost a lot.
I would move them down, actually.
Yeah.
I think Cleveland and Pittsburgh are both better than Miami.
I think the Jets are, as currently constructed. I mean, for one game.
Yeah. At 10, down four spots is Dallas.
That's fine. They've done nothing. They've lost a little.
Yeah. At 9, up nine spots is Cincinnati.
I'm okay with it. I mean, they still have Higgins. Burrow's back.
At 8, up a spot is Green Bay.
Ooh. I don't know if I look at them quite in that light, you know, as a strong playoff contender, but I guess that's fair.
Yeah, in the NFC, they probably are. Yeah,
offense is a year older, and I mean that in a good way.
At 7, holding steady is Houston.
Okay. They got better, too.
Yeah. At 6, up four spots is Philadelphia.
Ooh. I mean, recent history, if we're talking over several years, indicates that they're really, really good. If we're talking about recent history over the last 10 games we saw them, they were really bad.
They were. Adding Saquon Barkley, though.
Nice.
Yeah.
Lost Kelsey. It's a little generous.
I might have Houston ahead of them.
Yeah, they got to have Houston ahead of them. I was about to say the same thing.
At 5, Buffalo.
Okay, because of the quarterback.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, their roster compared to the Jets.
His super friends aren't as super anymore.
No, not at all.
Yeah, he's playing with the second string supers now.
Yeah, yeah. He's got to carry the show. I mean, he's capable. I mean,
he's got the Wonder Twins instead of Aquaman.
Yeah, yeah. That monkey they have or whatever. Chim Chim or whatever his name was. No, I think that was the guy in Speed Racer.
Yeah.
There's a lot of monkeys in cartoons.
At 4, holding steady, Detroit.
Chim Chim. I think they're definitely better than anyone we've talked about.
Yeah. At 3, holding steady is Baltimore, and I don't know. I'd have to ding them a little bit. Who's playing offensive line for them?
Right this second is a disaster.
They got like two offensive linemen right now.
Yeah.
That's it.
They're pretty thin. I mean, they're thin at receiver. They're thin at edge rusher. Who's their running? Oh, Henry. Okay.
Yeah.
And who's their backup quarterback?
I guess Josh Johnson.
Yeah. What if they draft one?
They might.
I mean, yeah. It's a little fishy there. But they're a good football team, and they're going to be a contender. I have no doubt about that.
But they're not as good as they were last year. I don't think they're
I don't think so either.
As currently constructed, they are not a 13-win team.
Free agency wasn't kind to them.
No.
Free agency hurt them more than helped them.
At 2 is San Francisco, and then
Chiefs,
at 1 is Chiefs.
Would they be your top 2? Yeah.
I guess.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, they're running it back more or less. Okay. No, that's fair.
So that is Eric Edholm's power rankings. After 1 week of free agency.
Mm-hmm. Still a lot to change. I mean, even before the draft, there's a lot of
there'll be more moves
to
come, trades and things of that nature that happen. Somebody surprisingly will get cut.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be stuff like that.
There probably won't be any earth-shattering signings. I mean, there'll be some nice pieces you fill in here and there and that type of thing. But there could be some big trades.
There could also be, I mean, the Aaron Donald retirement was kind of came out of left field.
There's always one or two of those a year. Like, I always go back to Luck. I
mean,
Luck did it, like, in training camp.
Right, yeah. like somebody just says, you know what? I'm done.
I'm about to hang it up.
Yeah.
Or this injury isn't healing as I thought. I'm going to hang it. I'm done.
Yeah. Anyways, let's get to another break here. He is the Matt Williamson. I'm Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We'll be back to finish up the show right after this. Welcome back. I'm Dale Lally. He is the Matt Williamson. And Matt, in the last hour there, we played back an interview that I did last week with Dante Jackson.
Right.
I had an opportunity to talk yesterday to Cameron Johnston. It's the Steelers' new punter.
Interesting.
And he's an Aussie.
I know that part.
You knew that part of it. He played Australian rules football and lives in Columbus, Ohio. That's where he makes his home at.
Oh, okay.
Because he went to
like
Ohio
where
State.
Grew up and, that, grew up and...
No, that's where he went to college. He met his wife there. His wife, family. He explains all this in the interview.
We'll cover this.
So let's go ahead and let everybody. Oh, we don't have that. Never mind. We can't play that back.
We'll get to you Friday, though.
Yeah, we'll promise that one on Friday. But we see some moves here coming in the division. The Browns, as mentioned, signed Dante Foreman. This after they gave Jerry Jeudy.
Browns have been weird.
Three-year.
The Jeudy thing's weird. The quarterback thing's weird. And that screams Chubb's not close to ready.
3 years, $58 million for Jerry Flippin' Jeudy.
Yeah.
Are you out of your minds?
I mean, people think he's a name. He's a Bama guy. He's a first-round pick. His highlight film is strong. You know, I mean, his consistency is horrendous. And he is all over the place. He doesn't really block anyone. He's a hard guy to count on down to down. That indicates to me that they think he's there too. You know, like, I might rather have Elijah Moore.
He's never had a 1,000-yard season.
Yeah, yeah.
He's never caught more than 67 passes in a season.
Okay.
And he's never had more than 6 touchdowns.
I think his touchdown numbers are low.
His best season was 2022, 67 catches for 972 yards and 6 touchdowns.
Hmm.
And that's now worth almost $20 million a year?
Yeah. I don't see that.
People thought Deontay Johnson was overpaid in Pittsburgh.
Well, I'd much rather have Deontay.
Much rather have Deontay Johnson
close.
Than
they're
this dude.
Close. People think they're similar because they're both quick, you know, similar body types. Deontay's a much better player than him.
It's not even close.
It's not even close.
Yeah.
It's not even close. I think Jeudy's a 3 who just got paid like a strong 2.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Some
of their contracts I don't quite understand.
He's coming off a season where he had 54 catches for 758 yards and 2 touchdowns. This was with Russell Wilson for most of the season, and Russell Wilson had 26 touchdown passes last year.
Touchdown passes were plentiful in Denver last year, not to him.
They all went to Cortland Sutton.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather Sutton, too. Denver's already told you they'd rather Sutton.
I'd rather call Denver up and say, hey, what would it take to pry Cortland Sutton off of you?
Yeah, we have not brought that name up, but I think that's one that would make a lot of sense. I mean, I don't know what that price would be, but I think Denver's really in rebuild mode.
Yeah, I think
they
could use the picks.
Yeah.
The Bengals also did a little something.
Mm-hmm.
They signed Trent Brown.
I think Trent Brown's a good player. But, I mean, he's an enormous. And they're the two biggest tackles in the league now.
Brown's 6'8", 370 pounds, and Orlando Brown is 6'8", 345 pounds.
I'll take the over on 345.
I might take the over on the 370, too.
Yeah, I mean, they might be just under 800 between them.
Yeah.
I mean, 775-ish might be their over-under.
And he's now 30.
I mean, I see what they're trying to do.
He'll turn 31 before next season.
Okay. I don't know what his durability's been like, but he has been very hot and cold through his career. I don't hate the signing for them.
I get it.
I mean, it's pretty obvious what they're looking for at that position. They want to be massive. They want to protect. And on his good days, he is good. I mean, it's kind of like a twofer because now you're not going to take one at 18. You can address something else in the draft. I mean, I get the logic behind it. He was the best available, fits their style. It's just when you're that big and you have two of them, are they the same in week 17 as they are the preseason? Can they stay healthy? It's just a strange situation there to have the massive amount of human being at those two tackles.
Yeah, wouldn't you like to have gotten younger there? I mean,
I would think.
I mean, I guess they still could take an offensive tackle in the first round.
Could kick in the guard.
This is a one-year deal.
Yeah, it's a one-year deal.
So, I mean, you're basically renting Trent Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And I still haven't seen any money.
I don't know what the dollars are. I bet it's 10 plus for one. Maybe 10-ish. You know,
somewhere in that range. Like, you probably, I don't know. I think you probably come up with a better way to spend that money.
Yeah. But, I mean, I bet they wanted to spend it on a D tackle or give it to Higgins. And,
well, that's,
and
realize, yeah, that's their problem now. Is right. That, you know, they don't have a defensive tackle. They mm-hmm. got shut out in that market thus far.
I think we mentioned it on the air. I can't remember if we were at a break or we were talking about it or not. But, like, all of a sudden, I don't think they have an answer for T.J. Watt.
Right.
And I think there's a better chance that a tackle that you love gets to 20 now with them probably out of the tackle market at 18.
So here's his over the last, since he came back to the Patriots, he played 9 games in 2021, okay. 17 games, 16 of them starts in 2022. So he didn't start all the games there. And last season, he played 11 games and started 8 for the Patriots.
Weird. I mean, I thought he was one of their only two good offensive linemen. I didn't realize he was a non-starter for a couple games.
Yeah. So, it's curious.
At that position, I mean, if you're questionable when you play, you start.
You start, yeah. Especially when they're paying you that kind of money.
Right.
So,
I mean, that was a weird team last year, but still, that doesn't explain away that. Interesting.
Yeah, so.
No, they're reasonably big moves for a week plus into free agency.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, in the division. Browns are doing some weird stuff.
They are doing some weird stuff.
Yeah.
Like spending. I get trading for Jerry Jeudy for what you gave up for him.
Yeah.
A 6 and a 7. Okay,
sure,
that makes
that's
sense.
Fine. I mean, he'll play. I mean, I don't think he's horrible.
But why do you extend him?
I don't know why you'd extend him. Right. I mean, you inherited a bad. You inherited his 5th-year option, which I don't think he's worth, and clearly Denver regrets giving.
And they
to
renegotiated
him.
That.
Yeah.
And tacked on what they did was they tacked on some voidable years on that. So then did they feel the need because he was signed to those voidable years to give him a new contract?
That's the part that's
in which case
weird, yeah.
Now you've just kicked more bad money down the road by doing that.
Yeah, which they do. And I mean, this is an ownership decision, but they're always the last couple of years at the top of the league in cash spending. And, you know, they're giving Watson a huge pile of cash, obviously, and Garrett, and well, the other guys aren't cheap. But I don't know. He's not who I'd invested in.
Yeah, so they had, after the renegotiation that mm-hmm. they did, they had $2.37 million in dead money for him for the next 4 years.
Okay.
Each one of those seasons, which... Okay, I get it. You know, it's going to cost you something for that 1 year rental, but now you've doubled down on that.
So you're
a 3 year $58 million contract. So you basically locked in him for $20 million a year over the next 3 seasons after this one.
Is that how it works? So you saved a lot this year and then you're paying him.
I assume that's how it works. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, he's not worth close to $20
million. No.
I mean, and I don't doubt he will be a year from now.
Right.
I mean, I get trying to cheapen the
so now you've got him and Amari Cooper both making $20+ million a year.
Mm-hmm.
You get $45 million tied up in your top two receivers, maybe more than that. Cooper might be 30 this year.
And I would say their receiving room is the 17th best in the league.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay, but it's not a strength.
No.
Yeah. I like Cooper a lot.
And I get trying to help Deshaun Watson because
absolutely
he hasn't been good.
Absolutely.
But yeah.
No, the quarterback stuff's even more peculiar though.
Absolutely.
So
that's going to do it for today's show, Matt.
Ravens have been quiet.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll have that call in, or Cameron Johnston interview for you guys on Friday.
Yeah.
But that's going to do it for today's show. So for my partner, Matt Williamson, for Justin Miller here on site, keeping us on the air, I'm Dale Lally. We appreciate you listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.